And now the guest list, in which an interesting person lists some interesting things.
And our guest this week is author Leigh Bardugo. She first cracked the New York Times bestseller list with the Grisha Trilogy, a young adult fantasy series set in a world based on Tsarist Russia. Right now, her new novel is the best-selling young adult book in the land. Here's Leigh to tell us about it and her list.
Hi, I'm Leigh Bardugo. I'm the author of Six of Crows. It is a fantasy novel that I always describe as Ocean's 11 meets Game of Thrones. It is a magical heist book, but it is young adult. And I know that that sends some people running, and it shouldn't, because young adult is not a genre. It is a marketing category. It is just designed to get more kids to read books. But you'll find a lot of adults reading them too, and that's because this category has so much to offer. I'm going to introduce you to three titles that are labeled young adult, but that are for everyone, no matter their age. My first pick is Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell. Now, this is the one you are most likely to have heard of. It's been on the bestseller list a long time, and it's about two people, Eleanor and Park, who fall in love over music and comics in the 1980s. It hits that nostalgic sweet spot for adults. When you hear these kids describe the first time they hear Love Will Tear Us Apart, if it doesn't move you, you are dead inside. Here's the thing. We are used to seeing these kind of saccharine teen romances. And yes, there are lots of cutesy romps that you can find in young adult. Eleanor and Park is something different. Rainbow Rowell writes falling in love with this beautiful clarity and this humor that, trust me on this one, it will resonate with you. My second pick for adults, particularly adult fantasy fans, is The Young Elites by Marie Lu. I want you to picture a superhero story set in a world inspired by Renaissance Italy. Follows a girl named Adelina, who has been through a horrible plague and has been left scarred, but also with an extraordinary power, as have several other kids who find each other through this story as they are hunted by the authorities. Now, I know this may sound a little familiar. Yes, they're familiar tropes, but Marie Lu is really turning them on their head. Adelina is basically like a young Vader. This is a supervillain story. It's young Vader in her prime. This book will leave you wondering who's in the right and who's in the wrong. You won't know whether to cheer for the authorities or cheer for Adelina, who is becoming darker, more brutal as she goes. And one of the things I love about this is I don't see a lot of female anti-heroes or villains. Marie has brought that to the young adult world. My third pick is a young adult graphic novel by Jean Yang about race, being an underdog, about family. It's called The Shadow Hero. And The Shadow Hero tells the story of the first Asian superhero. He's a Chinese-American teenager named Hank. We see Hank working side by side with his father in their neighborhood store, and we also see Hank's disappointment in his father when he fails to stand up to some neighborhood enforcers who are looking to extort money out of them. The hero of the story initially tries to be a superhero, but he doesn't have superpowers, and so he gets a terrible beatdown, and there are tremendous repercussions from it. But his mom is really not willing to let the matter rest. She pushes him into continuing his role as a hero, and in fact, she drives the getaway car. She's basically his sidekick for his first couple of jobs, and their dynamic is amazing. We all have these tremendous moments of transition, and that's what these books speak to. They speak to upheaval. And I think we can all relate to that. We get married, we get divorced, we have kids, we start a new job, we move to a new city. We're always trying to define ourselves and find our tribes. That's why adults seek out young adult books.